The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the On Point with Victor show. I am Victor Armin. There is the Mexican, not afraid to be American. And my goodness, if you didn't see the RNC convention, the Republican National Convention last week, go watch it. I mean, all the fuddy-duddy old and blah, 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 all the things you heard about Republicans and everything, that's not today's Republican Party by any means. I mean, I want to encourage all of you, if you did not see the Republican National Convention, go back and watch some of it. You can pull all of it. You can pull up on YouTube. I mean, YouTube doesn't even want to take this down because the number of people that are going back and watching this, the number of people going back and watching Hulk Hogan and Kid Rock and yeah, folks, that's right. You saw a lot of old white dudes with ties on, pumping their fist to Kid Rock. Whoever would have thought that you would see something like that at a Republican convention? But honestly, folks, the Republican Party's not what it used to be. I mean, it did used to be a bunch of old white dudes with ties, and some of them are still there, but there are a lot more youth. There's a lot more youth, I should say, in the Republican Party. There's a lot more Hispanics. There's a lot more black people. I mean, there's brown people, black people, Asian people, whatever you want to call whatever skin color they are. They're coming into the Republican Party. You even had the leader of the freaking Teamster Union speaking at the Republican convention. I mean, he got on my nerves, but the fact that he was there and that this is what Trump brings. And for those of you who are still out there, then you want to give Trump a hard time, because you think you're not supposed to like him or you're a never Trumper and you're going to stick to that. Then I don't know how to help you. I really don't. If you're a never Trumper, then you don't care about the country. If you're a never Trumper, then you've probably made yours and you don't give a crap about anybody else coming up behind you. And then that means you should be a Democrat, because that's how the Democrats are. My view of the Republican Party, and look, I don't run around calling myself a Republican, but I am going to vote Republican. I consider myself more of a constitutional independent conservatarian. I've got a lot of libertarian views. I've got conservative views. But what I don't have is progressive views. and today's Democrat Party is progressive. And that ain't me. I ain't woke. Not in the sense of the progressive Democrat. So it was fun. It's fun to watch what's happening to the Republican Party, but it truly is. It's Trump that's opened this tent. It's Trump that's made it cool to be a blue collar Republican. It's Trump that's made it cool to be a black Republican. It's Trump making it cool to be a brown Republican. It's Trump that's making it cool to come into this party and reshape it. And just like Ronald Reagan said, he goes, look, we don't need a third party. We just need to take control of the party that exists, which is the Republican Party. And the changes that are going on within it are great. They really are. They really are. It's time to push out the old fuddy-duddies. It's time to push out the 70 and 75 and 80-year-olds. It's time to push them out. It's time to even push out people like Lindsey Graham, who have been there for 30-plus freaking years. It's time to push these people out. It's time to get more. Look, picking J.D. Vance to be the vice president, he's 39 years old. That's a good move. Ron DeSantis, what is he, 44? That's a good person to have. Even Haley, having her around, and I believe she's in her 40s. Maybe I'm being kind, but we need more of this. This is what we need. And J.D. Vance can lead the way. So along with Ron DeSantis and some others, I mean, even Ted Cruz and some of these others, we can really take this party, take control of it and make it more, you know, Donald Trump, you know, people like to call him a populist. I think he's more of a libertarian. I mean, he really is. He's a libertarian without the goofball views of drugs and I'm not, look, I could care less what drug, pretty much could care less what you legalize and don't legalize, because I'm not going to do it no matter what. So I would like for people to be able to make their own choices but I understand drugs are a bad thing, but I think we should concentrate more Let me say this. If the Libertarian Party would stop running around saying we want to legalize everything and instead say, hey, maybe we should lighten up on certain things, but we should put our concentration on treatment. We should put our concentration on treating somebody who has a drug problem. Let's do more than just abandon them to the streets or try to put them in a home or some kind of mental institution. How about we get treatment? How about we do treatment homes? You know, there's a whole nother focus that we could take with the drug problem. And I think treatment would get us a lot further along in helping people and saving people. And that is something the Libertarian Party should pick up. But, you know, who am I kidding? The Libertarian Party can't get out of their own way. So you have the Republican Party, but I think Donald Trump brings more libertarianism because Donald Trump believes in the Constitution. Just look what he's trying to do. Most of the policies that Trump's putting forward will bring freedom and liberty to the people, to the individual, you and me. And that is what we need. And hopefully J.D. Vance is going to be along those same lines and we'll continue forward. But anyway, I wasn't even going to start with the RNC convention, but it was awesome. And, it made me even more proud to be the Mexican, not afraid to be American. It made me proud to be an American. I mean, this is a great country and they proved it by watching, that night, the RNC. Go back and watch some of this stuff. These were happy people. These were people that were jubilant about the future. These are people who are going long on the future of this country. These were people who are very optimistic. And we can be optimistic, folks. We can be optimistic with the right person in the White House and the right policies. And you know darn well, whether you like Trump or not, and I don't care what your opinion is on Trump. I don't care. His policies are what matter. Trump's not trying to be your dad. Trump's not trying to be your uncle. Trump's not trying to be your Santa Claus. He's going to be your president, and hopefully, and he's got great policies. How do we know this? Because he was president for 4 years already. And you really just look at 17, 18, and 2019. Forget 2020 because the Chinese virus screwed everything up. And you can't really blame Trump for some of that stuff. He had to do what people, I mean, he didn't have to, but it's tough when you've got a bunch of bureaucrats who you're supposed to trust coming to you saying that you're going to preside over millions and millions of Americans dying. I can understand why Trump did the lockdown crap. Now, Trump needs to come out and say it was wrong, but I don't know if his pride will let him do that, but that's a whole nother story. But if you look at 2017, 2018, 2019, Donald Trump had one of the best economies. He had this economy rocking. He had the United States strong. There were no new wars. He was ending wars. We had peace like we've never seen in the Middle East. I mean, it was amazing. No one can deny, without lying to you, the success of the Trump administration that he had already. We already know what a Trump presidency looks like. And he wasn't authoritarian, didn't try to be authoritarian, and didn't try to stay in office despite what they tell you. So that's why Donald Trump will probably win in 2024, in a few months, because the people who are going to go vote, the people who are hurting right now with the gas prices, the inflation, the food prices, everything prices, everything that you must go buy to have a normal life, or let's put it this way. The necessities you need to sustain your life or your livelihood, all of them cost some double, some triple, some quadruple more because of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the Democrat Party. And you all know when you're feeling that pain right now, you know that under Donald Trump's presidency, you weren't hurting like this. You didn't have these kind of prices. You had low prices, low inflation, and a booming economy and a safe world. There wasn't this kind of crime. There wasn't new wars breaking out. Russia wasn't going to invade anybody. China was on the brinks. We had their economy on toothpicks. I mean, there's just lots of good things that happened under Donald Trump that people don't like to talk about. Those who don't support him and the Washington establishment, which they don't want an outsider like Trump pissing in their sandbox. Well, too bad. He's coming back. If we're lucky. So, but all right, I'll get to more about the RNC in a little bit. But listen, I got to point something out. And I have to say, I wanted to be the first one to say this and to, or make this analogy, but I'm not going to be the first one because Erickson beat me to it. He didn't quite say what I was going to say or what I am going to say, but he was close. So I got to give him some credit because he beat me to it. But I do have a little bit different take. So I'm going to give you my take right now. And I want you to understand it. I want you to think about this. Think about this. Joe Brandon Biden, who told us countless of stories of how he put a beat down on Corn Pop. Joe Biden, who took a chain, I believe he said, and beat the hell out of Corn Pop, or put Corn Pop in his place. That Joe Biden, who put gangsta Corn Pop in his place, couldn't stand up to Nancy Pelosi, couldn't stand up to Schumer, couldn't stand up to the old fuddy-duddies of the establishment Democrat Party because they basically pushed him off the rooftop. This is what happened. I am going to tell you exactly what happened without even being there. Any of you out there who believe that Joe Brandon Biden made a decision on his own to exit the 2024 race, you really do have your head in either somebody's derriere or you've got your head in the sand. I don't know which one it is, but you ought to figure it out because you're going to have a better life if you unclog your head. Or remove your head from, I'm just going to stop right there. But if you believe that Joe Brandon Biden actually said, you know, on Friday, I'm in this race, I'm going to be back on the campaign trail, I'm not going anywhere. And then 2 days later on Sunday, not in front of the cameras, but puts a note in a freaking X, whatever, Twitter X, puts the message out, or at least signs off on it, because they made him do this, folks. They made him drop out. And look, I have to admit, I thought Jill Biden would be able to hold on. But I really did miscalculate the power of the establishment, the elite leadership that is the Democrat Party. Listen, I don't think the Republican establishment, if they wanted to, and trust me, they wanted to push Trump out. And with all the help of the Democrats, excuse me, folks, with all the help of the Democrats, with all the help of the media, with all the help of lawfare, with all the help from Joe Biden's DOJ, the establishment Republicans still couldn't push Trump out. So the elitism in the Republican Party just doesn't have the power that the Democrat elitism. This is how strong the Democrat and the bureaucrats hold on Washington is. And I will be the first to admit I underestimated it. I knew they were powerful. Man, I'm sorry, folks. My voice is just trying not to cooperate today, but we're going to make it through this. But I am telling you, folks, I underestimated the power of the establishment Democrat hold on Washington and the bureaucracy. I tell you about the bureaucracy all the time. I always tell you about it because it's ridiculous, and we've got to get rid of these people. We have to. There's too many unelected people running the show, and that is not the way this country should be. But the power that the Democrats just showed that they have. Nancy Pelosi is 180 freaking years old. And look at the power she wields. Look at the power she wields. There was nothing Jill Biden could do. Once Pelosi said, that's it, you're done. You know, it's like me and my buddy sometimes from New York. When we go to a crowded restaurant and we really need a table, my buddy goes up and he goes, hey, you're done. And the people at the table look up and go, no, we're not done. We're going to order dessert. And my buddy goes, no, you're done. Let me escort you off of those seats. You're done. That's what Pelosi did and the mafia Democrat elite did to Joe Biden on Sunday. They basically went up to him and said, hey, buddy, you're done. We've played with you long enough. We lied to the American people. We protected you. We shielded you. We hid you. We did everything you could. But then you had to go in that debate and just really, really, really screw it up. You screwed the pooch on the debate. And we still covered for you. We still took up for you. We still tried to hide you. We still tried to make it last so we could hold you up because we don't want Kamala. And they actually thought Joe Biden could win. They really did. But it has been an absolute crash and burn since that debate, and they finally reached a point. And listen, I am not gonna start a conspiracy theory, but I do believe it was Kamala Harris's husband who had the COVID and gave it to everybody else, including Joe Biden. So now Joe Biden is knocked out with the Ronas, and then the Democrats strike. and out he goes. So I'm not trying to say that Kamala, now look, if you don't think Kamala Harris has been chomping at the bit to get Joe Biden out of her way, listen, she can't win a primary. We proved that. She cannot win a primary. She didn't get one vote in the primary. So she didn't win the primary in 2020. She wasn't going to win a primary now. She's not going to win a primary in 2024. So she wants Joe Biden out of the way because she wants to be anointed. And that's basically what is happening. See, even Kamala knows I'm right. I mean, folks, if you want 4 years of that, hit it again, producer Brett. If you want 4 years of the, imagine her standing and dealing with Putin because he rolls on in and takes the rest of Ukraine, and all you hear is, that is what you're looking at for the next 4 years. You better ask yourself real hard if you're a Democrat out there or if you're one of those never Trumpers. You better ask yourself real hard, do you want that? Do you want that? No, I don't think so. But that's what you gotta understand, folks. You gotta understand the power of the Democrat elite, that mafia elite bureaucracy that Nancy Pelosi controls. Joe Biden was never running this country. If he did run the country, he hasn't been doing it for the last year or two. But honestly, it is really looking like Joe Biden was just kind of play. Look, we know they screwed with their own primary to get Joe Biden to the finish line in 2020. Then they were able to get him over the finish line and prop him up as president. Joe Biden hasn't been the real president, apparently. Because look at how when Pelosi said it was time, they went in there and they told him he was done. And I've heard from rumors and this is from people that are on the inside that said Joe Biden is furious, but he couldn't stop it. He couldn't stop it. And look how he's playing ball. Look at the phone call yesterday. Oh, I'm watching you, kid, Kamala. I'm watching. I mean, folks, I think the only reason you haven't seen Joe Biden out in the last 6 days is because that man's pride is hurt. And that man is so furious, I don't think he's going to be able to look at the cameras and not go off script. I don't think they'll let him come out right now. Because it's bad enough to get angry because you were just forced out. And it's worse when you add dementia to that. When you add a cognitive decline, whether it's dementia or whatever it is that his problem is, he's going to have anger fits. We've seen the anger fits. So if you couple that with him being mad that he just got pushed out, because Joe Biden really in his head, you've got to trust me on this, ladies and gentlemen, in his head, he thought he could win. He thought he was going to win. Joe Biden actually thinks when he tells black people, you ain't black if you don't vote for me, he actually thinks they're all going to vote for him. He thinks if he looks at black people and says, if you don't vote for me, they're going to put you back in chains, he thinks they're going to all vote for him. And it ain't happening right now. Now we don't know how many black voters are gonna leave the Democrat Party, and hopefully a lot will, but the polling's looking terrible for Joe. And Joe didn't think so. Joe had himself convinced that he was going to win, and now he's furious that they pushed him out. But he couldn't stop it, and that makes him more mad. And then I can't imagine how mad Jill is. So I think they won't let him come out because I think they're afraid he's gonna go into an anger fit, and they don't know who he'll call out. He may attack Pelosi herself. He may go after his fellow Democrats. So they're really going to have to make sure they have him tamed and calmed down and have his paradigm shifted completely before he comes out. I truly believe that's what it is. I just think they're afraid to have him come out right now because of what he might say off the cuff. Because with Joe Biden, you just don't know. It might be, or he might actually say, Pelosi is a you-know-what because she did this to me. I mean, you just don't know. You just don't know. But the point here is, folks, Joe Biden apparently could stand up to gangster corn pop, but he couldn't stand up to the Democrat machine. When they decided it was done and he was done, he was done. And let me tell you the only thing that matters to the Democrat Party, the only thing that matters to these people is power and money. And guess what started drying up? When the donors started saying we cut off Joe Biden, and by cutting off Joe Biden, we're cutting off the rest of the Democrats. This is not about Joe Biden, and this is not about Kamala can win. Every one of those Democrats that are getting behind Kamala wanted her off the ticket 6, 7, 8 months ago. Every one of the Democrats that are jumping and humping or kissing Kamala's feet right now, wanted her off that ticket 6 to 7, 8 months ago. The only reason they're doing this is because the Democrat Party, led by Pelosi, they got in a huddle and they said, you know what? If we continue, we're going to go down, and we're not just going to lose. Joe Biden won't just lose the presidency. We will lose the House by a bigger margin, and we'll actually lose control of the Senate. And that can't be allowed. So what they're doing is they're going to coalesce behind Kamala because she's going to get the money. She's the only one that can get the money. So they're going to force everyone to stay out, I would imagine, and this is going to be Kamala's. I do think there might be a little ruffle mess at the convention, but it looks like they're going to be able to strong arm everybody behind Kamala. Because Pelosi and Obama and the rest of those Democrats, listen, Obama, he knows what he's doing. There's a reason he hasn't come out and endorsed Kamala, because he wants to make it look like he's not that kingmaker or queenmaker. But give me a break. He's on board. Trust me, he's on board. And what they're doing is they are accepting, and see, this is where I've told you before, what you've got to understand. The Democrat Party plays the long game. They play the long game. And I promise you, the Democrat Party is looking at this going, okay, fine. We're going to lose the presidency for 4 years. We're going to have a hiccup and we're going to lose. So we would be better off losing with Kamala, because she didn't get one vote. She ran her presidential campaign in 2020 into the freaking ground. She didn't get any delegates. She got no votes. She wouldn't have got him this year, so why not go down with Kamala? Let's get Kamala out of the way while we can, so that's what they're going to do. So they're reserved to the fact that they're going to lose the presidency, but with Kamala, you've got the money flowing. And the money is going to flow to the candidates in all of these close races where the Democrats think they can win the House and they think they can hang on to the Senate. That is what they're doing. That is what's behind this. None of those people, none of those Democrats, including the media, think Kamala Harris can win. They're only kissing her feet and licking her legs and jumping in her lap because they want the money. Because the only candidate that could take the reins after Joe Biden was Kamala, because she's the only one they could give the money to. And Joe Biden has quite a war chest. And now you see the donors are falling in place, but I'm telling you folks, watch what happens. A lot of this money, the DNC, they're not going to send this money to Kamala. The DNC is going to get a chunk of that money, and it's going to go to close races in the House and close races in the Senate, and that is what they're concentrated on. They want to save the House. They want to save the Senate, or at least try to win the House and keep it a close margin, and they want to save the Senate. They don't think Kamala can win. None of them do. Trust me on this. Trust me. She's the sacrificial lamb. She's the sacrificial lamb. And I'm just telling you, folks, if you are a Democrat, my goodness, you better wake up. The party, I told you there was one party in this country that would love to get rid of voting. Altogether would love to get rid of voting. There's one party in this country that would love to crush democracy. And that is your Democrat Party. And they're showing it to you right now. Right now, they're showing the party that wants to trample on democracy is the Democrat Party, and they're doing it right in front of your face. And then they're laughing at you because you're listening to them. Oh gosh, Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. While the very party telling you that Donald Trump, that guy, is a threat to democracy, that very party is crushing democracy in your face. And so many of you dumb masses with an M, are out there voting for the Democrat Party, that you think you're voting for the Democrat when they're just anointing whoever they want, and your vote be damned. And they're doing it right in front of your face, and they're laughing at you while they do it. They're laughing at you while they do it. It's crazy. So, but I'll get into more of that and some other things, but, listen. Kamala, my goodness, there's plenty that's gonna come out, this is just funny. This is how I know that they are reserved to losing. They don't think she can win. Because Kamala didn't win anything she was elected for in California. It was the white vote that put her over, not the black vote. A lot of black people don't like Kamala because she put a whole lot of black folks in jail. She put a whole lot of black folks in jail on little drug charges, marijuana charges. And then you can look up the video. You can see Kamala laughing and joking, telling people, oh yeah, I smoked marijuana before. I got high. Yeah, yeah, la la. Cackling like she normally does. all while putting, knowing that she put lots of black men in jail for just doing recreational marijuana. So there's a lot of black folks that just don't like Kamala. I mean, there's a lot that's going to come out, but here's one thing I noticed this morning, right off the bat. And listen, when I tell you Kamala Harris, she has wanted to find a way to get rid of Joe Biden. She's been chomping at the bit that this is what she's been waiting for. Again, because she cannot earn the nomination. She couldn't get any votes. She didn't get any votes. So there was no way she was going to be nominated for anything. She wasn't going to be nominated for dog catcher, let alone the president of the United States. So she's got to get rid of Joe. Well, now Joe's gone. And now Kamala Harris, who is ascending to be the nominee, not the presidency, because so far Joe Biden's been able to hold on to that. But folks, mark my words, if we go another 2, 3, 4 weeks, and let's just put it this way. I'll give them this. If we make it to the convention and Kamala Harris is anointed, if Kamala Harris is anointed and they make it official that she will be the nominee, she will be the presidential nominee, Democrat, for the Democrats, when they come out of that convention, and if she doesn't get a big bump, even if she gets a small bump, but the polls start to fall like I think they will, and she starts to lose more and more and more to Donald Trump, mark my words, they will try and force Joe Biden to resign so they can anoint her to be president. Now she may only be president for a month. But the power that would give her, and that would be your October surprise right there. That's your October surprise. Because if Trump continues to win, and he's winning in all the polls and he's doing well, and if Trump sticks to the message and Trump talks about the future, and if Trump just takes from the RNC and just keeps going forward, don't say another word about 2020. Don't even bring up the lawsuits. Just talk about how great this country is going to be because of your policies. If he does that, he's going to be crushing Kamala come October. So what would be the October surprise? They would force Joe out and Kamala assumes the presidency, and then all of a sudden she's a sitting president and she's an incumbent. Listen, folks, I'm just telling you, there is a lot of power and clout and more money and just the perception of some of the, I'm trying to be nice to low information voters, the perception to low information voters. Oh, she's the existing president, so I'm going to vote for them. It would give her a boost. So don't be surprised. And you can say you heard it here first. You can say you heard it here first on the On Point with Victor show. You can say you heard it here first, because I do believe that the October surprise will probably be them forcing out, Joe Biden. They'll force him to resign. And he'll give that speech that I think months ago I told you guys what Joe Biden would probably end up doing if they could get him out. And he's going to stand up there and say, it's time for the old white dude to get out of the way and let the young black woman, blah, 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 blah. And I think that's going to be the October surprise. Yeah, unless she's doing better in the polls, unless she's winning. But if she's behind, that, I'm telling you folks, don't be surprised, because it would give her a boost to be the sitting president. Now, she may only be president for a week or a month, because I still think she'll lose to Trump, but I think that's what they're going to do. Plus, the Democrats will be able to run around and see, you got to understand, the Democrats play the long game. Hear me when I tell you this. They play the long game. So if they get Joe out and Kamala can be president, even if it's just for a week, the Democrats will, forever in history, will be able to say, we elected the first, and they can't say elected. They will, but they can't say they elected the first black president. All they can say is we anointed the first black president. Because that's what it would be. The first black, woman president. Because that's what they're gonna say. That's what they're gonna say. So, I'm telling you folks, just, look, I don't have to be some kind of fortune teller or scholar. This is just common sense. And, I'm able to read these Democrats sometimes, and I'm telling you, that is what's coming. That's what's coming. It's amazing to me. But here's Kamala is so into this. She's so into this that now she doesn't even want to be VP. She doesn't want to do the VP duties. I'm telling you folks where all this is going. Just look at her actions. Kamala Harris is out there prancing around. She's got an air about her now. She's got a bounce in her step. Her nose, if it rain, somebody next to Kamala, Secret Service, they probably going to make you do it. You better have an umbrella, because if a rainstorm hits and Kamala's outside, her nose is so far up in the air right now, she very could drown. So you got to have an umbrella ready, because Kamala right now is floating across the sidewalks with a pep in her step. She's got her nose so far up in the air that if it were to rain, she just might drown. Because she, in her head, she is the president right now. Kamala wants you to think that she was the one pulling Biden's strings. Kamala wants you to think that she's been the one that's really been the president for the past few years. And let me tell you how I can tell. This morning, she's as VP, she's going to skirt one of her duties. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you which duty she's skirting, because she thinks she's above the office of the VP now. That's what she thinks. We'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
At 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
What will Victor say next? Find out every Tuesday at 1 p.m. on the On Point with Victor show, only on America's Web Radio.
So I got a listen. You listeners are great. I got a listener that's chiming in on social media right now that said, be careful when you say the Democrats are down with Kamala. She may think somebody's going down with Kamala. I mean, that was a listener, folks. That was not me, so don't get mad at me. That was great. Hey, producer Brett. Let's just start this segment off with a bang. Folks, if you didn't see the RNC, please go back and watch it. But here is a taste. This fired me up so much. I don't even like wrestling that much, but I will admit, I used to watch the Hulkster when I was young. I did watch him when I was a kid growing up. And I hadn't watched that crap for so many, many years. And I didn't even know this guy was going to be on the RNC, because I had so much going on that I would just tune into the RNC whenever I could and try to watch as much as I could. And I just happened to tune in and they said, now coming to the stage, Hulk Hogan. I stopped everything I was doing. I said, you got to be kidding me. Hulk Hogan is going to be at the RNC. And, folks, this is a taste of it.
Well, let me tell you something, brother.
That took me back years.
Something? When I came here tonight, there was so much energy in this room. I felt maybe I was in Madison Square Garden getting ready to win another world title. Or maybe I thought the vibe was so intense. The energy was so crazy, it felt like maybe I was going to press that no-good stinky giant over my head and slam him through the mat, brother.
You can find this on YouTube, folks.
But what I found out was I was in a room full of real Americans, brother.
Remember that song, Real American? I'm pretty sure that was a Hulkster thing. I'm going to have to look
that up. At the end of the day, with our leader up there, my hero, that gladiator, we're going to bring America back together. One real American at a time, brother.
Real America, folks. Real Americans. Real patriots. I mean, that's how the RNC went. From Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night. It was absolutely amazing. The energy level, Hulk coming out, that took me back so many years into my childhood. He even did the where he waves the hand and puts it behind his ear. So because when he walked out, everybody started screaming USA, 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 and Hulkster does the hand thing and the ear thing, and everybody's screaming even louder. That you won't see this kind of unity and praise and love for the United States of the Democrats. And this is why I always ask. Listen. I get Democrats that ask me all the time, how can you be brown and support Trump? How can you vote Republican? Blah, 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 blah. No, the real question is, why on earth would you want to be part of a party that is the Democrat Party that is angry about everything? Why? I don't get it. I think I naturally left the Democrat Party because I'm a naturally happy guy. I'm a naturally optimistic guy. Now, yes, when I had my bout with cancer, it made me even more of an optimistic guy. And when I had my bout with a heart attack, I became more an optimistic guy. And I also became more of a happy-go-lucky guy. But I am telling you folks, my fifth grade teacher used to tell me, Victor, I could walk a mile on your smile. I've just always been more naturally wanting to be happy. I wanted to smile. I like smiling. I like feeling good. I like having a good outlook, not a negative outlook. I like looking at the positive and taking the positive from things and not the negative. Now listen, I have been beat down in my life. I have been at the rock bottom in my life. I have had tribulations and no money at points in my life. But I never gave up. I kept smiling and I kept just, you know, whatever I had to do, I did it because this was a great place and I was alive. And that RNC, people were happy. They were jubilant. You have somebody like Hulk coming on like what Hulk Hogan did. And then you had Kid Rock there and you had other people there just talking positive messages. You don't get that in the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party cannot give you a positive message because if they talk positive about one group, the other group gets pissed off. The Democrats put you in such a group. They put you in boxes. Remember I talk about the boxes. The Democrats have to put you in a victim box. You cannot be a Democrat supporter unless you reserve yourself to being a victim. You've got to be a victim of something. You got to be a victim of skin color, a victim of gender identity, a victim of not knowing what gender you are. You've got to be some kind of victim to be a Democrat supporter. So you're in a party full of angry people. Look at these people out there. Listen, folks, there's a video. There is a video and oh my gosh, I gotta find this, but you can probably find it on YouTube. But it's out there. There was a black man that walked up. There was a Trump rally and there was a bunch of people lined up to go to this Trump rally. And across from the line were a bunch of angry Democrat voters. And they're out there saying some ugly things and yelling and screaming. And you got the Trump people standing in line just going, yeah, well, we're going to this rally and we're going to be happy about it. And a reporter went up to a black guy who was standing over there with all the angry Democrats. Well, he was standing near him. And the reporter went, listen, what do you think about this? What do you think? And he goes, well, those aren't my type of people and Trump's a racist. And he goes, really? And you think they're racist? Oh yeah, they're all racist. And so the reporter said, well, do me a favor. Walk with me. Walk with me over here. I'm going to take you to the line and let's just see what they say to you. And we're going to tell them that you think they're bad people, that you're not for Trump. But let's just go. And she walked this black guy over there and they all welcomed. She goes, listen, this is a Biden supporter or a Democrat. He doesn't really like Trump, but he was wondering if he could go in with you. The line parted and they said, yeah, come on, man. You come with me. You come with me. A big old white good old boy embraced this black man and said, you come with us. You're with us. And then I guess they assumed he was for Trump and they said, listen, if you are a supporter, then you're one of us. We don't care what you look like. You're one of us. If you're for freedom, if you're for liberty, if you're for a good economy, you're with us. And they were just embracing him, hugging him. And he goes, now, whoa, wait a minute now, folks, wait a minute. You guys are going, you're nothing like what I've been told. You guys are going to make me want to change sides. It was powerful, folks. Now listen, I'm ad-libbing some of this because I can't remember verbatim, but this is basically what happened. And he said something to the, wait a minute. Now you people going to make me change sides. And then the reporter said, now let's do this. You take me. And I'll be the Trump supporter. You take me over to the other side across the street and let's see if they'll welcome me. You bring me in there and you say, I just want to be there because I want to learn from the other side. And he walked over there and not half a second, you had some whack job, Democrat voter with a megaphone trying to bust this lady's eardrums by calling her every name in the book. Telling her to get out of there. And all he said was, hey, she's with me. She wants to learn from you guys. And all they wanted to do was beat her down, shout her out, call her names, vile, ugly, ugly names. That's what the Democrat side did. And so now this guy very well could be a Trump voter now. This black guy very well probably will be a Trump voter because he saw the truth unfold in front of his eyes. The Democrat Party is an angry party. I don't know why. Well, I do know why. Because if you have a bunch of angry people running around that fight each other, and they'll fight with others, and you cause chaos, that creates dependency. And if your voter is dependent on you, they will always vote for you. That is the Democrat Party, folks. I can't make it any more easy than this. I can't. That is the Democrat Party. If you create a party, a bunch of voters who are angry at everything, a bunch of voters who don't know who they are, a bunch of voters who don't even know if they're male or female, you create normalcy with oddness, and then you put everybody in a victim box, and then they're all fighting with each other, and then they fight with the other side, and then that spawns crime as well. Well, then you have chaos. And if you have chaos, you have dependency. And if your voter is dependent on you, then guess what? You will forever be an elitist because they're going to keep voting for you. And that's the Democrat Party. They don't want people coming over voting for them because they actually can do something better for them, or they can make them free, or make them have liberty, or give them liberty, or protect, I should say, protect their liberty. Or get out of the way so they can actually earn a good living, encourage working. No, you'll never hear the Democrats say that. You'll never hear the Democrats say, you know, some of you people who have been on welfare for a long time, let's figure out a jobs program. Let's figure out. No, they'll never. Listen, the Democrats are losing their minds because the Republicans are trying to make it illegal to vote without an ID. They want you to show an ID. Now, you have to show an ID to go to the freaking bathroom in some places. You want to get into a building to go to the bathroom, you're going to have to show an ID. But the Democrat Party doesn't want you showing an ID to vote. Why? Why? Do they want to cheat that bad? Do they want to cheat that bad? I mean, it's unbelievable. Listen, the Democrat Party, in front of you, in front of your face, will tell you who they are and what they are. You just have to pay attention. You just have to pay attention. Now, I'm not saying that if you're a beloved Democrat and you just love the letter D so much that you really have a problem and you know you're conflicted. You know you're conflicted because you know they don't believe what you believe. You know that it's wrong to tell children they can cut their body parts off. You know it's wrong. You know it's wrong to put a bunch of this kind of mess in a child's head who just needs to be a child. They need to be a child. They need to play cowboys and Indians. They need to play whatever a kid plays. But you can't let a kid be a kid. The Democrats can't let kids be kids. Listen, you want to know why suicide rates are up and all these things in children? Because you've got a Democrat political party that is telling kids from the age of 5 years old they're not going to live to see the age of 10 or 20 because the planet's burning. They're not going to live to see the age of driving because somebody's burning the planet down. This is what they're telling these kids. These kids should be allowed to be kids. They shouldn't be worrying about stupid things, a climate religion. And they darn sure shouldn't be worried about what sex they are. They're putting this stuff in these kids' heads. I mean, and look, you can make fun of me all you want because I know I just sent a whole lot of Democrats, a whole lot of them I just sent to the angry closet. And they're gonna, on Media Matters, they'll all come after me, but I don't care. I don't care, because deep down they know I'm right. They know I'm right. Listen, if you get to the age of 18 and you can't figure out if you're a female or a male, then knock yourself out. You're an adult. You can make your own choices. But if you're an adult and you're telling a 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13-year-old that, oh, well, gosh, you just must be a woman. Or, no, you just must be a boy. Or you need to do that. It's okay to do that. You're encouraging this kind of stuff to a minor? No, there's a problem with it. There's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with you. I'm just, you know, that's just common sense to me. It's common sense to me. But this is the kind of stuff that goes on in the Democrat Party. They're angry. They're angry. And folks, I've told this story before. One of the biggest things that started, listen, I grew up being told most of my life that you have to be a Democrat. But when I got to college, one of the first things I noticed was walking through the quad and seeing all the tables out and all the political movements, that were going on. That the left, that anybody who had a left wing agenda and that was pushing Democrat candidates, they were angry. I just noticed this. They were angry. They wanted to yell at you. They wanted to, even if you came over and started talking to them, if you said one thing that you didn't disagree with, they would start yelling at you. I experienced this way back then, and I'm on the wrong side of old, but I experienced this in college. But when I went to a conservative group, I was always welcomed, always welcomed. Even when I said, yeah, I may not agree with this, I may not agree with that, they were welcoming. They always wanted to welcome and invite me to things, invited me to different things, and they never yelled at me and called me names. You know, when I ran for Congress, I had people that were mad because I didn't run as a Democrat. But the Republican Party, they welcomed me. Now, I got issues with the Republican establishment, folks. There's big problems. And then when you get down to the states, there's even bigger problems. But the gist of the people, the voters that I met with and talked to, welcomed me. They didn't care if I had brown skin or if my father came from Mexico. They didn't care if my dad had an accent. They thought it was cool. They would ask me to use an accent, and I don't have one accent. So I'm just telling you, folks, that it is very easy to not want to be part of the Democrats. And you just watch. If you can stomach it, watch some of the DNC convention coming up in August. They're going to be angry. They're going to shout and say that they just got – their rhetoric just got Donald Trump shot. But they're going to be right back at it. They're going to be right back at it. They're going to be screaming, telling you that he's a threat to democracy, that he's an existential threat to your life, that he's going to put – listen, Joe Biden said he's going to put black people in chains, and or he said the Republicans were going to do it. I mean, they're vile in their rhetoric, and none of it is true, but they're angry. They're angry people. And then, listen, this convention is going to be one – it will be one to watch. Because they're going to have the anti-Jew, listen, the Democrats are the anti-Semitic party. They are the voters of anti-Semitic. They're the anti-Semitic voters. They're anti-Jewish. And they're anti-Israel. And you're going to see probably a whole group of these. You're going to see a fight at this convention. I'm telling you, folks, sit back. Get your popcorn, sit back, and get ready to watch. Because there's going to be protests within the Democrat convention. And it's going to be progressive anti-Jew, anti-Semitic voters. Remember, these are Democrat voters. These aren't Republican voters. They're Democrat voters. And they're some of the most vile anti-Semitic people you will ever see. And it's going to be on full display. And you're going to have the Democrat elite establishment, the ones who pushed Joe Biden out the window, the ones that pushed him off the roof. I'm not talking literally, figuratively, because that's what they did to Joe. These people, they're going to try to cover up and block off their anti-Semitic wing, but they're not going to be able to contain it. Why? Because there are elected officials, the elected Democrats that are going to be in that convention that are anti-Semitic. The squad, that's just a few of them. So just pay attention, folks. Pay attention. And then ask yourself, watch some of this Democrat convention and then go watch some of the Republican conventions. Pull it up on YouTube. It's all there for you to see. And then watch some of that. And then you tell me which party makes you feel better. Because you should go with the party that makes you feel positive about this country. You should feel good about the party that says, we do have a great country. We are a great country, and we can be better if we put the American citizen first. The Democrats cannot say that they put the American citizen first. They can't say it. They cannot say it. But the Republicans can say it because Trump means it. Trump means it. When he says he's going to put the American citizen first, by golly, he's going to put the American citizen first. That's what Make America Great Again is all about. There's nothing in Make America Great Again that says we're going to screw the rest of the world. No. It just means we will take care of our people first. Then, because our people are strong, free, and living in liberty, and because we promote it, and because we're so strong and respected, then we will naturally help the rest of the world. Ladies and gentlemen, it's happened throughout history. When the United States, listen, we're the youngest country in the freaking world. At least one of the youngest countries in the world. We're 250 or whatever years old. And we've accomplished more. We've done more. I know that means the same thing. We've lifted more people out of poverty than any nation on the planet. And we did it in a much, much, much shorter time. That's the United States. That's the country I love. And that's the message that you're going to get from the Republican Party, is a positive, we can do better, and we will do better, and we will be strong. And folks, let me tell you, throughout history, when the United States is strong, when the United States is flourishing, and you've heard me say this, when there is abundance, there is peace. And when the United States is firing on all 12 gasoline-powered, not EV, gasoline-powered V12. That's how I look at this country. And when we're firing on all cylinders and the economy, we're roaring to new heights. You've got everybody who wants a job can find a job. Anybody who wants a better job can find a better job. That's the kind of economy that we can have here in the United States that nobody else on this planet can have. Because unless you're adopting full-on capitalism, you're not going to get it. And that's what we need to get back to. We need to crush regulation. We need to crush the tax system and let capitalism just go. Because that boat does rise. This business that capitalism has rich people and it trickles down, that is a bunch of BS. Because now, the only truth to that is, yes, when rich people have money, they tend to create jobs. And when they create jobs, that helps everybody. And that is why that capitalism ship lifts, and it lifts all people. The only way it won't lift you is if you decide not to grab a hold of it. Now, if you make a decision to remain a Democrat and not grab a hold of the side of the rising ship, that's your fault. That's your problem. If you want to remain a victim, oh, I'm short, oh, I'm black, oh, I'm brown, oh, I'm gay, oh, I can't achieve anything because somebody doesn't like me, oh, that person was mean to me. Grow up. Grow up. Because there ain't nothing on the side of that capitalism ship that says you can't get a hold of it. There's nothing on that ship that's rising that says you can't grab a hold of it because you're black or you're white or you're brown or you're yellow or you're gay or you're this or you're that. Nothing. Capitalism doesn't see color. Capitalism doesn't see any of that stuff. Capitalism will rise that ship, and if you want to get a hold of it, you get a hold of it. And you'll go as far as you want to go. That's this country. That is the United States. That can happen when we've got a president who's willing to follow the Constitution, who's willing to let freedom and liberty thrive. And it isn't going to come from the Democrat Party. I will bet you not one speaker at the Democrat National Convention, I will bet you not one speaker, will utter the word independent or independence, or will they utter the word freedom? Will they utter the... Now, when they attack Trump and try to tell you that he's the authoritarian, maybe the authoritarian, maybe they'll throw out freedom. That's the only time they've ever used that word, is where they're trying to convince you that the Republicans are doing what the Democrats are doing. So you gotta pay attention. But, there is greatness in this country, and Donald Trump, all he's gotta do is carry that message forward from the RNC. That Republican convention was great. Trump just needs to keep going forward. It doesn't matter who his opponent is, because right now, most Americans are hurting. You've got 60% or more of the people living paycheck to paycheck in this country. Shouldn't be that way. Shouldn't be that way. And it won't be that way if we elect Donald Trump. Because we can have a great economy. Again, we can lift all boats. We can lift all people. You just gotta want to grab a hold of the boat and get in it. But if you make the decision not to get in it because you want to stay in the victim box, listen, here's the great thing. When you are ready, when you're ready to say, I'm not a victim anymore and I won't be a victim. Screw you, Mr. Democrat. I won't be a victim. When you're ready to do that, then you climb out of that victim box and you get a hold of the Republican boat and it's going to take you as far as you want to go. It will take you as far as you want to go. And you can achieve what you want to achieve. I mean, I don't need to tell the story again. I'll do it on Friday. I'll do it on Friday, but I don't need to tell you again the story of my dad. You want to talk about somebody who got out of a victim box and grabbed a hold of the United States capitalism boat and rode it to heights that he didn't know he would reach? Yeah, that was my dad. And I'll talk about it on Friday. By the way, look, I know, folks, I'm moving fast because we always run out of time on the show. By the way, on Friday, I will be, at least as of right now, things could change, but as of right now, I will be filling in for the nationally syndicated Eric Erickson show. I will be the fill-in host for the Eric Erickson show on Friday from 12 to 3. Now listen, you're going to want to go to Eric Erickson's website. If you just do a DuckDuckGo search, Eric Erickson radio show, you will be able to click on a link and you'll be able to listen to the show, and the show will be from 12 to 3 on Friday. That's this coming Friday, 12 to 3 Eastern Standard Time. Eastern Standard Time, 12 to 3, I will be your humble host filling in, sitting in for Eric Erickson on the syndicated Eric Erickson show. This show's across the country. I don't know how many, I believe Eric's up to 50 to 100 stations now. So there's going to be lots of people tuning in. So I would love for you to be one of them. And if you're in Georgia, now listen to me closely. The flagship station is in Georgia, but I will not be on the 95.5 station. They're going to be doing a cancer carathon, which is very important, and you should all donate. You should all donate to the Aflac Children's Cancer Center. But that will be, you can donate anytime you want. But that will be Friday on WSB. So if you want to hear me filling in for Eric, you're going to have to go to Eric Erickson's website and click on whatever it is he's got there. But you'll be able to hear me filling in. And then everybody else across the country, you just find your whatever station carries Eric Erickson. And then you will hear me 12 to 3 on Friday filling in for Eric Erickson. Listen, we're going to have fun. If you enjoyed what you heard today, you're going to get 3 hours of me on Friday. So, it's going to be great. Wow. Yeah. Oh crap. So you're going to have 3 hours of that. I think I hear Hulk Hogan, cheering that on. So you're going to get some of that. And I will do an open line Friday. Now, for those of you who listen to my show, you know, I don't really take phone calls and I don't do guests. But on the Eric Erickson show, I will have an open line Friday. You will be able to call in. I will take your calls. We'll take as many as you guys want to call. I'll take as many as I can. So be sure to tune in and tell your friends, put it on social media that I'll be filling in on Friday for the Eric Erickson show. So you don't want to miss it. So, all right, folks, listen, I had a lot more to get to talk about Cackling Harris and what they did to Joe Biden and, that's what she did when they threw Joe Biden off the roof. And listen, folks, I'm just telling you, Joe Biden didn't do this on his own. He didn't want to resign from the 2024 election. He didn't want to do that. They made him do it. So they basically, it was the equivalent of taking Joe and throwing him right off the roof. And then as he went down every floor and past every floor, there was a Democrat in the window going, Joe, you're the best. Joe, you're the second coming of George Washington. Joe, we love you. As they send him to his political death. That's what you Democrats need to remember. Joe Biden didn't do this on his own. He did not walk away on his own. They basically threw him off the roof and they congratulated him and told him he was the best as they threw him to his political death. That's what's happening. The powers in the Democrat establishment are choosing a candidate. They're not letting the people choose. That's not democracy, folks. That's anti-democracy. So you got to remember that. So, all right, folks, tune in Friday. I will be filling in for Eric Erickson. Tune in. Look up Eric Erickson radio show. You can find it. Just Google it or DuckDuckGo it. Tune in to me 12 to 3 on Friday. And stay tuned now because Locked and Loaded is up next with Roger B.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.